And I guess maybe somebody else might be working on it, but this time the walls of that did fall, and they could live like through that movie that you mentioned, Sunrise at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I.
So I told the military, but I think you'd already told somebody.
Yeah, I just told Paul to be sure the fishermen were all right.
So anyway, that, they were very grateful.
Well, then, tell them.
They told me that Casey had called about. So Phil Gully will get it and get it on them.
Who will?
Phil Gully. He's the guy in the military who's just fantastic. He'll get it on the plane.
He works with the,
He's been here for a long time. And,
That's great.
So it'll be done. I think they won't be able to get them down until Thursday morning, but that's it right after.
Right.
And they're gonna call the time to tell her. And she was so grateful, that's why I thought I'd tell her that the governor was Then Elmer called me this morning. He wanted me to be sure and tell you today if I could, but he just feels urgent that you send a message to Congress today if possible. Asking them to get legislation to legalize and capital punishment for hijackers and kidnappers. Because he thinks
it,
that.
It's interesting that I raised this question.
He says the whole country, you know, here just over the weekend we've got $1 million kidnapping in Minneapolis, and now a hijacking is $1 million. And each hijacking, each time it goes up because. They don't have any fear of death
now. I think that's the reason that kidnapping of that woman came to a tree. $1 million in the hell. You catch this on conviction, he'll probably plead or no, he'll catch him. You give him a life sentence. He's out in 6 years for good behavior.
So, and in the meantime, somebody, the $1 million is disappeared.
The funny thing is, so many people are opposing capital punishment, but not a lot of other religious
But I think it's so bad. You know, my colored mate said to me today they outlawed that. She thought it was a good idea. She convinced me. And I said, do you know what they thought? Why? She said, well, as they said, it's a cruel and inhumane punishment. And I said, suppose when someone kills you, or your sister, or your little girl, and they were tried, would you think it was inhumane punishment to have them killed too? She said, oh, I want to torture them then. I said, well, you see, that's it. I said, what's happening here is that we're giving all the grace to the guy who does commit the crime, and the poor person who is the one who gives up their life. Nobody cares about that person. How do you realize that? But they don't. They it's all that's our grammar standing off to it.
Oh, sure.
And that was a premeditated example that they to have followed him around all day. They say he was sick the day he was born, what they're saying. He was sick ever since the day he was born. Then they ought to try his parents for not locking him up. I think we've got to do something to stop everyone from saying they're crazy.
Is that still on the picture at 4 o'clock?
I'm just going over the news, so for now it's still on, but he hasn't filled his details. The first day he's still checking it at 4 o'clock.
Or we'll find out, I'll get over here.
She didn't think for it. And she said he was just like someone, you know, he was so more